Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so today we're diving into something that I think a lot of us can relate to, even if we haven't personally experienced it. Neighbor disputes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, especially for this deep dive, we actually had an email from one of our listeners.
Oh, wow.
Who... yeah, she shared a pretty harrowing experience, so we're actually going to dig into that today.
Okay, yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to look at one specific case and kind of like get into the nitty-gritty.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about like true crime cases and things like that, but there's something about this like everyday sort of conflict that I think hits a little closer to home, you know?
Totally, because it's like you're in your own home, right? Your safe space.
Exactly.
And then to have that like peace and that comfort completely disrupted by someone you know right outside your door.
And it's interesting you say that, because in this particular case, it all started with like the neighbor, right?
Okay.
And kind of this like, you know, less than ideal first impression.
Yeah. What happened?
So our listener, she moved into this new apartment building.
Yeah.
You know, everything's great. She's getting settled in. And then she starts getting these weird vibes from yeah. this neighbor. We'll call her Martha for the sake of this deep dive.
Yeah.
Just like little comments here and there. Nothing too crazy at first, you know, yeah. just enough to kind of raise an eyebrow.
Right, right. I've been there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is this a weird neighbor thing or is it just me?
Yeah, you're always like second guessing, like, am I being too sensitive?
Exactly.
Or is this person actually like, you know,
right.
stepping over a line?
And, you know, with new neighbors, you're always like trying to be extra polite.
Oh, totally. You don't want to like start off on the wrong foot.
Exactly. So you're like, eh, maybe they're just, you know, a little quirky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then it escalated and this is where things get kind of crazy.
Okay.
So Martha, she decides that our listener is the source of a roach problem in the building.
Oh, no.
Like, she's convinced.
Oh, wow.
And not only that, but she, like, full on confronts our listener about it. Like, not even a little note under the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, a full on confrontation.
That's aggressive.
Right. And here's the thing. Our listener, she's adamant there were no roaches in her apartment.
Hmm.
Like, she's very clean. She keeps a tidy house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, yeah, maybe there's one or two that I haven't gotten to yet.
Right.
It's just like this baseless accusation. And you know, she even tried to be like, hey, look, I don't see any roaches. Maybe it's coming from somewhere else.
Right, of course.
But Martha was not having it.
It sounds like Martha maybe had some other stuff going on.
Oh, I'm sure. And we'll get into that. But I think that's like a really important point. You know, this idea of like projecting maybe some of your own insecurities or anxieties onto other people, especially in a shared living situation like an apartment building.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's like you're sharing walls, you're sharing a hallway, you know, you're in close proximity to these other people.
Totally.
And so it's like any little thing that's like out of place, it's very easy to kind of like latch onto that and blame it on the person next door.
And I think it's also worth mentioning that at this point in her life, our listener was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
She had a toddler at home and she was working full time.
So she had a lot on her plate.
Oh, yeah. Like the last thing you need is like a crazy neighbor situation on top of all of that.
Right. Like you're dealing with hormones, you're dealing with lack of sleep, you're dealing with all the stresses of being a new mom and working.
Exactly. And I think that that context is important because it kind of adds another layer to this whole thing.
For sure.
You know, you're already in a vulnerable position.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have someone kind of like preying on that vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not cool.
Not at all.
So you would think that, you know, after the whole roach debacle, Martha would just kind of like let it go.
Yeah, you'd hope.
Right. But no. She was just getting started.
Oh, no. This is like part one.
This is like the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, my gosh.
So a few weeks pass.
Yeah.
And our listener thought, you know, maybe Martha's calmed down. Maybe she's realized, like, you know, whatever. But then one day, Martha shows up at her door again. And this time she's demanding money.
Money? What for?
For an exterminator.
Oh, wow.
Like she went ahead and hired an exterminator for the entire building and decided that our listener was going to foot the bill.
Wow.
And not just like a portion of the bill, like the whole thing. Because obviously in Martha's mind, our listener was the source of the problem.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Right.
Like that's a whole other level.
And it's just like, how do you even respond to that?
I know. I'd be like speechless.
But it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
When our listener refused to pay, because again, no roaches.
Right.
Martha started making threats.
Threats? Like what?
Like actual threats. Like she was going to make her life a living hell and even brought up her pregnancy.
Oh my God. No, you don't bring children into it.
I know. It's like crossing a line.
Huge line.
And it just goes to show you like how far some people are willing to go to manipulate and intimidate others.
Yeah. It's like they're looking for that like button to push, you know?
Totally. And unfortunately for Martha, she found the button.
Oh, no.
Because our listener, she was terrified at this point.
Of course.
Like, she's pregnant. She's got a kid at home.
Yeah.
She doesn't need this kind of stress.
Right.
So she did what any reasonable person would do.
What did she do?
She called the police.
Okay, good.
But because there wasn't any, like, physical violence yet, the police couldn't really do much.
Right.
You know, it was basically a keep the peace warning.
Okay.
And, of course, did that deter Martha?
Probably not.
No. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
In fact, things were about to get a whole lot worse. It's like that keep the peace warning just emboldened her. Like she realized she could get away with even more.
Oh, no.
Right? And it's almost like she took it as a challenge.
Oh, gosh.
Because what happened next was like something out of a nightmare.
Okay.
So picture this. Our listener's coming home from work one day, you know, just trying to get through the evening. And Martha's in the parking lot.
Okay.
And she just starts yelling at our listener.
Oh, no. In public.
Oh, yeah. In front of everyone. Like other neighbors, people coming and going.
Oh, my.
And it's not just like a quiet little argument. Like Martha's going off.
What was she saying?
Oh, you know, the usual, like accusing her of being a terrible neighbor or bringing up the roaches again. But then she starts saying all this crazy stuff about our listener's kid.
Oh, no. That's not
right. I know, right? Like totally inappropriate and completely unfounded. But Martha doesn't stop there.
Oh, gosh, there's more.
Oh, yeah. A few days later, our listener gets a knock on the door.
Okay.
And it's Child Protective Services.
No way.
Yeah, someone filed a report against her, making all sorts of accusations.
Based on what?
Exactly.
Like, there's no way they could have any evidence.
Right, like, completely fabricated. But, obviously, our listener is freaking out.
Of course you'd be terrified.
And it gets even crazier.
How?
Remember how I mentioned that the whole parking lot incident happened in front of the other people?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the landlord and the maintenance guy were actually out there.
No way they saw all of that.
Oh, yeah. They saw the whole thing.
And they didn't do anything.
Nope. Not a thing.
That's unbelievable.
I know, right?
Like you would think that they would have some sort of responsibility to intervene.
Exactly. You would think so.
Especially with something as serious as like a child's safety being brought into it.
And that's the thing that really gets me about this whole situation. It's like, where do you even turn for help? when the people who are supposed to be responsible are just like standing by doing nothing.
It's like the bystander effect.
Yeah.
You know, everyone assumes that someone else is going to step in and take care of it.
Exactly.
But then no one does. And the person who's being harmed is just left to fend for themselves.
It's a terrible feeling.
It is. And the thing is, with this kind of like escalating harassment, it's not just like a one-time thing, right?
Right.
It's the constant fear that not knowing what's going to happen next.
Totally. And that's what our listener was dealing with. Like, on top of everything else Martha was doing, she started leaving these weird things at her door.
Weird things like what?
Like, at first it was just like soapy water.
Soapy water.
Yeah, like she would pour soapy water all over their doorstep.
What is that about?
I don't know. It's so bizarre.
Like, what is the point of that?
And it's like she was trying to make her slip or something.
Oh my gosh, that's so dangerous.
I know, right? And then it escalated to like dead roaches.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
I know, it's like she's trying to like really freak her out.
And it's just like a constant reminder that she's there, right?
Exactly. Like you're never really safe, even in your own home.
It's just awful.
And then came the fire.
The fire?
Yeah, there was a small fire in our listener's kitchen.
Oh my gosh, was everyone okay?
Yeah. Thankfully, it was contained quickly, but it turned out that the fire had been started with something very specific.
What was it?
Her eviction notice.
Her eviction notice? Are you serious?
Dead serious. It was like Martha had broken in and...
That's attempted murder.
Right? Like, that is so far beyond, like, a neighbor dispute.
It's insane and terrifying.
And it's like, at that point, our listener was just like,
I can't even imagine what was going through her head.
She was at her wit's end. Like, she didn't know what to do.
So what did she do?
I mean, did she think she was just going to get away with it?
Right. Like, who would even think to use an eviction notice to start a fire?
Exactly. It's like something out of a movie.
It really is.
And, yeah. You know, it's interesting because you brought up a bystander effect earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that plays into this, too.
How so?
Well, it's like when you're dealing with someone like Martha, who's clearly like...
Unhinged?
Yeah, unhinged is a good word for it.
Yeah.
It's like you almost start to doubt yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, is it me? Am I overreacting?
Right. Like, maybe I am being too sensitive.
Exactly. And then when you see other people, like the landlord, the maintenance guy, not doing anything.
Right. Like, they must see what's going on.
Right.
So if they're not doing anything, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like that... validation or lack thereof can really mess with your head.
Oh, totally. It's like gaslighting on a societal level almost.
Ooh, that's a good way to put it.
Right.
So what do you do in that situation? Like when you're dealing with someone who's that far gone?
Well, I think the first thing is safety, obviously.
Yes.
Like you need to make sure that you and your family are safe.
Right.
And that might mean like changing your locks, installing security cameras.
Which is exactly what our listener did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she actually had security cameras installed like right after the fire.
Smart.
And you know what? It seemed to work, at least for a little while. Like, Martha kind of backed off.
Okay, so maybe she realized that she was being watched.
Right, or maybe she was just, like, plotting her next move.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't quite over yet.
What happened?
So our listener, she checks her security footage one day, and she sees Martha at her door.
Oh.
But she can't tell what she's doing.
Like it's too blurry or something?
Yeah, it's like she's just kind of like lurking there.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right. And then later that day, our listener goes to open her door and she finds a single roach glued to her peephole.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
That's like next level creepy.
That's like psychological warfare.
It is. And it's just like a reminder that you're never really free.
Exactly. And it's like at that point, our listener was just done.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
She was like, this is it. I'm fighting back.
Good for her.
And that's when she started documenting everything.
Everything, like every little thing?
Every little thing, every weird comment, every incident. Every time Martha so much as looked at her sideways.
Wow.
She was building a case.
That's amazing.
And I think it's so important, you know?
Absolutely.
Because often when we're in these situations, especially if it's like an ongoing thing, it's easy to kind of like minimize what's happening.
Right. Like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. Or I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Or like, I don't want to cause a scene.
Right. And it's like, by documenting everything, it's like you're taking back your power.
Absolutely.
You're saying like, no, this is actually happening and it's not okay.
And it's really important for your own sanity too.
Oh, totally.
Because it's like, when you have it all written down, you can't gaslight yourself.
That's a good point.
Right. Like you can go back and you can see like, no, this really did happen.
And it's not just in my head.
Exactly.
So our listener, she's got her documentation. She's ready to like take this to the next level.
Okay.
And then just like that, Martha moved out.
She moved out?
Packed up and left without a trace.
Wow.
But not before our listener caught her being all friendly and welcoming with the new tenant.
Oh no, are you serious?
Dead serious. It was like a switch had flipped.
That's so creepy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you like how manipulative some people can be.
Totally. And it makes you wonder, like, was it all an act?
Right. Like, was she just messing with her this whole time?
It's definitely possible. And that's a whole other layer of messed up.
Right. Like, yeah. How do you even wrap your head around that?
It's tough. And I think that's something that's really important to talk about.
What's that?
The psychological impact of this kind of harassment.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not just like a physical thing, right?
Right.
It really gets into your head. It can make you question your own sanity.
Totally. And mm-hmm. It's like, even though Martha's gone to yourself, the trauma of that experience.
And so lingers.
Exactly. It lingers.
And it can have a real impact on your life, on your relationship.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because we've been talking about this one specific case, but I think it really highlights something that's so much bigger than just one neighbor dispute.
Right. Like this happens all the time.
Exactly. And it's not always as dramatic as like a fire or whatever.
Right.
But it can be just as damaging.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so important for people to remember.
What's that?
That you're not alone.
Yes.
Like if you're going through something similar, reach out for help.
There are resources available. There are people who care.
And you don't have to go through this alone.
So well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
But before we go, I want to say a huge thank you to our listener who shared her story with us.
Yes. Thank you so much for your bravery.
It takes a lot of courage to speak out about these things. And by doing so, you're helping others who might be going through something similar.
Absolutely. Your story could be the thing that gives someone else the strength to speak up.
So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes, thank you.
And to all of our listeners out there, stay safe, stay informed, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.